We're joined now by Senator Mitch McConnell. He's been one of the staunchest opponents of the campaign finance reform legislation. Senator McConnell, you've said there's obvious flaws with this bill and you're planning to challenge it in court. What exactly are your objections now?
First, let me say I expect I am the staunchest opponent of this legislation. There are a couple of provisions that really cry out for correction by the court. One is seeking to quiet the voices of American citizens within 60 days of an election by requiring them to go register with the federal government and raise hard dollars in order to mention candidates during that period. And, of course, it gives preferential treatment to newspapers and newspaper advertising. You could still run a newspaper ad within 60 days of an election, but you couldn't run a TV or radio ad. Beyond that, we think the effort to remove non-federal money, so-called soft money, from national party committees raises serious First, Fifth, and Tenth Amendment problems. So it will be a very big lawsuit. It'll be known as the McConnell versus the FEC. And sometime in the very near future, I'll be announcing an exciting team of lawyers who will be representing me in that case.
How far are you willing to take it?
It'll go to the Supreme Court. This is going to be one of the biggest cases of our time.
Why does it matter so strongly to you to be the lead plaintiff in this case?
Well, I think that that's the logical role for me to play as the lead opponent of it over the last decade. There'll be other co-plaintiffs, and they will be groups both on the political right and the political left.
Talk to me a little bit about the idea of issue ads, which has seemed to stick in everybody's craw on this bill. As I understand it, ads can still be run, but just under different rules, so I'm not sure I understand why free speech is violated.
Well, free speech is violated because most Americans don't have to register with the Federal Election Commission and raise hard dollars in order to express themselves. And what this says that unless you're running a newspaper ad, unless you own a newspaper, if you want to say anything critical about a candidate within 60 days of an election, you have to go register with the Federal Election Commission and raise hard dollars. And that's been tried before by various states and localities over the last quarter of a century. All of those laws have been struck down. I think there's an overwhelming likelihood that the courts will not allow this kind of gag order on Americans and groups of Americans within proximity to an election.
If you feel so strongly about this, why did you stop debating?
Well, we didn't have the votes. I mean, there's a time, you know, the old saying, you got to know when to hold them and when to fold them. And I think it was clear that we no longer had the votes to defeat this measure. It is, I might say, a shadow of what the reform industry really wanted. That bill we defeated back in 1994 in the last truly all-night filibuster we have had here in the Senate, and they've come back with skinnied-down versions. This version only targets parties and outside groups. It's still a terrible piece of legislation. I wish the president were not going to sign it, but I believe that he probably is.
You once said you liked the campaign finance system the way it was, and you've also said that you thought there was not enough money in politics. Do you still stand by that?
Well, I certainly stand by the First Amendment to the Constitution, which guarantees to every American the right to speak, and the only way to have effective speech is to be able to amplify your voice. Everyone is not lucky enough to be able to be on NPR every day, which gives those participants an opportunity to reach a larger audience, but the court has made it clear that even simple citizens out there have a right to band together and, with expenditure of their resources, reach a larger audience. That's at the core of the First Amendment.
Some would argue, though, that buying access is not constitutional, and there is a perception that the amount of money that is spent in these campaigns to buy television and radio ads, which is what you've been talking about, it doesn't need to be spent. It doesn't need to be that expensive.
Look, in this country, which has a $10 trillion economy and a $2 trillion annual budget, it is expected that citizens are going to want to have their say. They're going to want to have an impact on it because the government's big enough to take away everything they've got. It's at the core of the First Amendment that citizens, groups, and citizens have a right to spend everything they've got, if they choose to try to influence the process. That's the very essence of a free society, and that's what this bill tampers with, at least as regards parties and outside groups in proximity to an election.
Senator, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Senator Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, one of the opponents of the campaign finance reform legislation.